We all know, at least those of us on this side of the House, that there's a substantial additional cost to disability, and there's a mountain of evidence, report after report, setting it out in black and white, and the cost lands on the shoulders of individuals and families across the state. And the question that we're asking here in Sinn Féin and those on this side of the House is why the government is refusing to act, why you have failed to bring forward a cost of disability payment to recognise the reality that people face in their everyday lives. €10 on a disability allowance is an insult. That's what I've been told over and over again by people with disability. Those who get hit by the same cost of living crisis as everyone else, but their situation is compounded by the additional associated cost of the disability. And we all thought that there was some glimmer of hope and recognition in recent years when people with disabilities were given extra support as a part of a cost of living package. But that hope, that glimmer of hope, was absolutely, truly shattered in this year's budget. It was cruel what was announced last week, a government that refused in the face of a €10 billion surplus to bring forward a cost of living package. Despite massive surpluses, they ripped away a lifeline for people with disabilities. And this year's budget was described, and rightly so, by the Disability Federation of Ireland as a devastating setback for disabled people. My office, and I'm sure as many others have been, has been contacted by so many people living with a disability over the last number of days since the budget was announced. And people that watched in horror as the budget was announced, they are telling us every single day of their stress and fear about the hardship that they are already enduring as they face into the winter. One woman who was in contact with me said, "This year people are scared, really scared. The reality is the government have made those of us living with a disability even more vulnerable. The price of living has only escalated further in the last year, so I honestly don't know how they can justify it." And I agree with every word she echoed. "I don't know what to tell her, Minister, because there is no justification for this. Government will offer lip service, they'll offer excuses, but that is cold comfort to people facing into a long, hard winter. And it doesn't mean anything to people with a disability worried about being able to turn on the heating this winter. Or for people living with a disability, it is very clear that this budget was a wrecking ball. The government, even now, even at this late stage, need to come to their senses, need to do the right thing, need to listen to people with disabilities and need to understand what you have done and given them the cold shoulder in this budget. I'm calling on you, as my colleagues have said in this motion, to introduce a cost of disability payment, to increase the disability allowance by €20 and deliver lump sum payments to people with disabilities this month."